You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hey everyone, this is Delmark recording artist Breezy Rodeo from Chicago, Illinois, and you are listening to Blues Source International.
Thank you, Breezy from Chicago, and we're going to switch over to Niecy from Detroit. She's known as having a raw and soulful voice. This is some great rock and blues. It is from her release, Trouble, with a capital T. Get your dancing shoes out. We're going to hear Memphis Stomp, and Thank God for Fools. This is Niecy.
Thank you. the time ticks down to zero. Whether wrong or right, I wanna be your hero. Now these are the kind of things you don't learn in school. You know I might be crazy, thank God for fools. Everyone wants to be a hero. Every dog has his day. You know you gotta risk it. Only fools have to pay. Time takes down to zero. We are all right. I wanna be your hero. Now these are the kind of things you don't learn in school. You know I might be crazy. No, I might be crazy.
From Trouble with a capital T. Let's travel over to Croatia. These are the Sunnysiders. They're billed as the sunny side of the blues, and they sure are. Wait to hear the voice of their lead singer. He sounds so much like the late Leonard Cohen. The release is called The Bridges. We're going to hear Flogging a Dead Horse and Tiny Soul. The Sunnysiders, all the way from Croatia.
You need me.
tree without a leaf, a touch without a need, a pain with no relief.
We lost the key,
we closed the door, cause we're dragging the dead horse.
This is Roa
and Hrepa
of the Sunnysiders coming to you from Croatia.
And you're listening to Blue Source International with Ken Wallace.
Let's keep listening to the best blues on the planet.
Yeah.
Don't deserve your stay.
Sunnysiders from the Bridges. Up next, Danny Brooks and Little Miss Debbie. And Danny Brooks, he's got that unmistakable voice. He's teamed up with his life partner, Little Miss Debbie. They have a new release out called Are You Ready? The Mississippi Blues. We're going to hear Jesus Had the Blues and Are You Ready? Let's get down and enjoy Danny Brooks and Little Miss Debbie.
Between you and me, what
Danny Brooks and Little Miss Debbie from Are You Ready? The Mississippi Blues. From the UK, the father and son team of Matt and Paul Long. They are known as Catfish. We're going to hear Better Days and The Root of All Evil. This is Catfish from Exile, live in the lockdown.
This is Paul.
And this is Matt from Catfish, and you're listening to great blues music on Blues Source International with Ken Wallace.
Let's roll out some rocking blues tunes. argue with each other, dropping bombs on people's happy homes. Lies, most of whom will never, ever, ever come home.
Catfish Exile live in the lockdown from Ireland. Grainne Duffy's got a great album out. It is called Voodoo Blues. We're going to have a listen to her song Blue Skies, and then we're going to have a chat with Grainne Duffy.
Joys of hosting a radio show that features international blues music is you get to hear some music you don't normally hear. and such is Voodoo Blues. Grania Duffy is all the way from Ireland, and it's a terrific CD. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Ken. I'm delighted to be on the show.
Now, I must admit that this is the first album of yours I've heard. I understand that this is your fifth album?
Yeah, well, my fourth studio album and my fifth album, including the live record.
Do you feel that this is a natural outgrowth of your previous albums, or is it something completely different?
No, I actually feel like it's very much a mix of my first and second albums and growth from there. My third album was the live album. My fourth album was a slightly different direction. And I feel like this is basically a mix of my first and second record, kind of the growth from there.
And what got you interested in music in the first place as a career?
Well, I think I was lucky enough to grow up in a town where there was a really good music festival called the Monaghan Harvest Time Blues Festival. And we were so fortunate to have some amazing musicians play at it. And it was an international festival. There was bands and artists that came from America and came from overseas everywhere. And one of the people I was really enthusiastic about was Peter Green played at it. And also Van Morrison. But really, it was Peter Green who turned me on to the blues.
He's fabulous. And when he started Fleetwood Mac, he just took the place by storm. He's a great guitarist.
I think he was one of a kind. I think he was the best British blues man there ever was.
So what did you start with first? Did you start singing first or did you start playing guitar first?
I think I started singing first. I was grew up in a small village, and in that village there was a local choir, like a holy church choir. So I was singing in that, and I remember I got my first solo, and I think actually that the first solo I got really made me enthusiastic about singing. And I remember people were very nice to me afterwards, and I just loved the experience. A lot of other people felt it nerve-wracking, but I loved the experience of singing, and I found it very therapeutic. And then I just really got into listening to so many different types of music and singing, pretending I was on big stages while I was singing in my bedroom, like every young girl, I suppose.
How did you come about the decision to name your album Voodoo Blues?
I think I felt like this record really was very much inspired by blues singers. I've been listening to so much of Bessie Smith and Big Mama Thornton, and I was listening to like all the old singers, blues singers. And whenever I wrote this, I wanted there to be a sense of mysticism, and I love that whole idea of voodoo, like magic and everything voodoo. So I think the mix of how I felt and blues, it just came about. And then that song ended up being one of the songs I felt strongest about on the record. So I thought it was the perfect title.
When you go to write your music, do you start with the lyrics first or do you start with a guitar riff?
That's a good question. I generally, actually, strangely enough, for a singer, I nearly always start with a guitar part or a hook or something that inspires a melody. But it usually comes from the guitar, actually. But yeah, I actually recently making voice memos, you know, the voice memos on the phone. And if I don't have my guitar with me, I usually sing them. So it's starting to change a bit. I'm starting to sing more and then work from the singing back to the guitar.
You got a wonderful voice and it really comes across in the album. If someone had not heard your music before, how would you describe your music to them?
Oh, good question. I would call it, I suppose, like a rootsy blues with a splash of rock and roll.
That's a perfect description because that's basically what it is. It's a great album. You've toured Europe extensively, and I believe you've been to Australia as well. Any plans to come to North America?
I have. I have been to Canada. Well, I love Canada, and I have been fortunate to visit there as well. I have played in Tremblant Music Festival, and I also played King Cardine. There's a music festival
right
in Kincardine. And I played a few other clubs. I played in Toronto as well, a music club in Toronto. So I have been and I would love to return.
I'm absolutely stunned that I missed you. I'm always at Mont Tremblant. How long ago was that?
That was, I think, 3 years ago.
I would have been there. I can't believe I missed you.
And we played on the main stage where everybody sits outside. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
I think it's one of the premier festivals in Canada, without doubt. With the pandemic, have you been doing anything special? Writing more music, or what's your life been like?
Yeah, it was interesting. We actually finished the record through the pandemic because we'd started it in England working with two musicians. And then for the end of the record, we had still some vocals and guitar parts to do. And it worked out brilliant because we were able to do them at our home studio and we sent them over. And we were really nervous about, oh, how is this going to work? And it actually proved that it worked really well. And that was something that was totally new. And then I also had a baby during the pandemic who's 3 months old.
Oh boy, that's keeping you busy, I'll bet.
You said it, absolutely.
Most importantly, where can our listeners get a hold of your album?
On my website, graniaduffy.com, and from there they'll get a link to Big Cartel, but it's also downloadable from all of the main online distributors like Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, etc.
I always encourage people to buy and support artists rather than streaming, so hopefully people go to your website.
That would be wonderful.
Thank you so much for your time. It's been great chatting with you. Nice to meet you. And now I'm really embarrassed that I haven't seen you before because you've been here.
As always, the next time.
Thank you very much. Again, the album is Voodoo Blues, Grania Duffy. And thank you so much for your time.
Well, I hope I can get to buy you a pint in Temple Bar soon, Ken.
We're on. Thanks to Grania Duffy for joining us. Again, her release is Voodoo Blues, and it is terrific. From Belgium, we've got some up-tempo blues. These are the Blues Bones. The release is called Live on Stage. We're going to hear Romance for Rent and Better Life. Get set to blow the roof off, because these are the Blues Bones.
That's it. 10 hours a day, imprisoned by this window, ripping a gentle soul away. Tears rolling from a pillow. She needs strength to break away, leave the shattered wastelands. So much time spent on broken dreams, but bye-bye hard reality.
Hi, this is Nico from the Blues Bones, and we're a band from Belgium, and you're latched on to the Blues Source International with Ken Wallace. Let's keep playing those European blues.
I was working as a miner, digging dirt, eating dust. A call with my supervisor got me fired, I was crushed.
Bones, and boy, oh boy, are we cutting it close to time. We got to get out of here. We'll leave you with just a few seconds of some Claude Hay from Australia. You've been listening to Blues Source International. I'm Ken Wallace. We will catch you again next week.